We're here at a place of refuge for many who are homeless or in need of a hot meal and more.
So join us and hear how God is using a place called City Team to reach so many.
Welcome to Connections with Rich and Bobby. Hi, I'm Rich, Rich Homeris.
And I'm Bobby, Bobby Hamlin. Now we're here at a place called City Team, visiting with Teddy Feldman. Now City Team is a non-denominational Christian nonprofit ministry, compassionately serving the poor, the homeless, and the lost.
We're at their location in downtown Oakland, California, and Teddy is sharing how he himself has gone through their program, has come in from the streets, and is now on staff, serving others and serving the Lord.
So how did you make that transition from being here and recovering, I'll say, and to working with City Team to reach out to others?
So I graduated and I wasn't going to intern, but somebody kind of talked me into it, or they said that they had a certain position for me, and I was like, okay, so I did it. And I really didn't have anything else to do anyway. So I stayed and I interned for about a year and a half, and that was like crazy process filled with depression and ups and downs and anxiety. Like it just wasn't easy. And like learning to hold people accountable and, you know, just learning to be like a leader and kind of like getting over myself and like my issues and like all the craziness inside of me and kind of like focusing on other people and kind of learning how to lift people up.
I can imagine that would be interesting too, because you know what they're thinking. You know, sort of like what their answer is going to be to whatever you're telling them.
Yep. I dealt with a lot of people just like me, which is challenging because I was not an easy person to deal with in the program. Very defensive, very self-righteous. I knew a lot and I had the answers and I didn't necessarily like being proved wrong. And I didn't like submitting to authority. I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
And isn't that the majority of the people who come in?
Yeah. It's almost all of them. And the other people that aren't like that, that are really easy to get along with, have a lot of issues too. They're just better at hiding it. So, But I went through the internship and somewhere around the second cycle, because I had a mentor, her name was Trudy, and she was like, this is the plan. And she kind of developed a plan with me. Like, you're going to work for City Team for a year, then you're going to get hired on doing this. And then, so she kind of just helped me develop a plan. So she put it in my heart, like, this is what I was going to do. So towards like the last internship, when it came up, I talked with the director here and I told her, I said, this is my plan. And then she was like, oh yeah, that's not going to happen. She was like, I don't have money to hire you. Like, I don't have the money to pay for you to be here. And I was like, oh, and it really crushed me actually. Cause it was like in my heart, this is what I was going to do. And she was like, no. And so she told me, like, I do have this position available. And it was like a kitchen lead part-time. And I said, you know, it's not really something I want to do. And then what ended up happening is a good friend of mine, he was working here. He had gotten hired on as like admin / volunteer coordinator. And he relapsed during like Thanksgiving a couple years back. And they needed help. And I had already been working with volunteers for like the last 6 months because I was doing it on the weekends. He was kind of using me to like be the point person basically for volunteers. And I was pretty good at it. And so they hired me on as the part-time volunteer coordinator. Wow. So they literally hired me on temporary seasonal part-time. All that was in the wording. So it was like definitely not permanent. But
now when you look back and you see how some of these doors didn't look like they were going to open and it wasn't quite the plan that you thought you were going to take, and then all of a sudden the Lord opens the door, doesn't that bring you great joy and give you encouragement to know that God's way is perfect and he's got a plan for you?
Absolutely. I get an opportunity to talk with a lot of people and share my testimony on a platform with a lot of different people, a lot of different churches, a lot of different organizations. I get to tell them what City Team's done for my life. I get to give tours of the place here. I get to facilitate groups, you know what I mean, that come in, and it can be groups of like 10 to 5 to 30 to 50. You know, I think I did a group of 100 once. I'll never do that again. But no, it's fun. Every time I tell them of like this is my life now, you know what I mean? This is my job. And I'm actually like on the clock. I get paid to do this. And I get to tell them the story of how like City Team, how God used City Team to save my life. It helps me like just look back and say, wow, like yes. God really did use City Team to save my life. And I'm here now and I work here now. And this is my life. And I think it's still kind of surreal to me. Like,
yes.
Yeah, it kind of is. Like, it's sinking and in.
It,
but
it should be. You know, when God does amazing things for us, it's really sad when we just take it for granted. You know, and it seems, well, I don't want to say no big deal, but we say, yeah, that was nice. I think it's important for us to continually be amazed by what God has done for us and where we are.
Yeah, I definitely am. And I get to express it to the groups too. I'm like, yes, I'm, it's amazing. Like, cause nobody, they didn't see me. I mean, you guys didn't see me before I came in. A lot of people here didn't really know me before I came in. There's few people here that have been here long enough to see how, like, how crazy I was and how emotionally unstable I was, how depressed I was, how disconnected I was, you know, and how yeah. just everything. Like, it was, it's amazing. It's definitely a miracle that I'm here and that I'm in my right state of mind.
Praise God. Praise yes. God for that.
Yes, God is so gracious, and His love for us is so enduring, even when we've drifted away, as Teddy has shared. And we'll return to our talk with Teddy in just a moment.
Yes, you're listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby. Now, if you're enjoying this feature, we would love to have you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or any of the other platforms. You can also listen to us on a smart speaker by simply saying, Alexa, Siri, or Hey Google, play the podcast Connections with Rich and Bobby.
Also, join us on social media. You can friend us on Facebook, post on Instagram, and or tweet us on Twitter. And if you have any questions or comments, you may email us at connect2richandbobby@gmail.com.
Or write to us at Connections, P.O. Box 1610, Alameda, California, 94501. Now let's return to our talk with Teddy Feldman at City Team.
Now, as you interact with those that are coming through the doors, as they meet you, Teddy, and they find out that you've gone through some of the same situations that they're going through, does it help you to be able to communicate with them because you're looked at as being one of them?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I know, like you said earlier, I know what they're going through. I kind of know what they're thinking, and I know it really helps me to relate, and it gives me a bit of a foundation to speak off of, you know. And not only that, but coming here and learning a lot more about recovery and addiction and just drug abuse and having that information to share with them, it's not only beneficial for me to share that, but it's also really beneficial for them to receive that and to be able to trust me.
I was just going to say that. Wouldn't they trust you more? They trust you more because they know that you know what they're going through, but also they would trust that you wouldn't try to tell them something that was a lie or was completely untrue because you could relate to them.
Exactly. Yeah. Even me, like I'm just, to me, I'm just like one part of a bigger team. Like I'm just the volunteer coordinator or the community outreach coordinator. There's a director here who's gone through the City Team program. There's the program manager here. He's gone through a City Team program. There's wow. the operations manager. He's gone through a City Team program. And then there's also the development officer, and he's come through this program as well. So there's like six of us that have gone through the program, and I just operate with the guys and in a way of like brotherhood, you know, and I don't really operate with them as much in a sense of like the recovery, like the day to day, almost like, you know what I mean? Like the structure of the program. There's the program manager does that, and interns do that more so. So they actually, they have the opportunity to speak into the guys' lives even more so than I do. And they do an amazing job at it. Like I'm impressed every day by them.
Now, when you see how the Lord has used City Team to help you, Teddy, and you see others that are struggling, having those questionable periods where they just want to drop out or leave and then come back and then leave and then come back and leave, does that frustrate you, or does that give you encouragement and hope that, yes, this person, the Lord can really change this person's life like it's changed my life?
I think both. I think a lot of it, like, I get really frustrated. It hurts a lot seeing people come and go. It really does, because I know what's out there. And my mom passed away 6 months before I came in from alcoholism, you know. So I grew up with her drinking and drugging like my whole life, and my dad too. But I mean, to watch like my mom die, like really kind of like hit home to like where this goes. So nobody can convince me otherwise. So seeing people leave is like kind of like watching them like leave to death, you know. So it really, it's frustrating. It's frustrating. But at the same time, like, it's really hopeful, because I know the good work that God can do in people's lives. Like, if they surrender, like, I know it. Like, I've seen it time and time again, like, that God can really transform people and like lift people up. And like, I know what the solution, I know the solution is the gospel. But I think it's like surrender and it's honesty. Like those two things, like really like surrendering yourself to God's will, and then also being honest with yourself, and being honest with God, because I mess up. I'm still not perfect by any means. You know what I mean? I still struggle with a lot of aspects from my past. You know what I mean? And fear of the future, just thought, ways I think, ways I act, ways I treat people, and ways that I'm afraid. But I know that God's given me the capacity to be honest about it. And so I'm honest about it, and I confess it to him, and I say, hey, I'm struggling, and he's been faithful. Like I've been doubtful sometimes, you know what I mean? And I've fallen away and I've struggled, but he's been faithful. And that just, I know that if it's like that for me, that it can be like that for other people. You know what I mean? Cause it's not anything that I'm doing right necessarily. It's really not. It's just the fact that I know that if I'm honest with him, like I'm okay.
Because he's 100% faithful. 100%. That's just so unbelievable to think. But I really like the way you say, I know. You know, we need to instill hope, but I think it's so important for them to know that you're not just hoping, you know, you've seen it. You've seen God be faithful over a period of time, not just one flash in the pan instance, you know, but over a period of time. And I think it's really good when you say be honest, that you're honest with God and honest with yourself. I think that's so important too, because if you appear to be perfect, then other people would say, well, it's not working for me. You know, but if they know that everyone still struggles, they know, well, I'm okay. I could still be on the path to progress, because everyone struggles. And this doesn't mean that there's no hope for me.
Yeah.
Yes. We should never lose sight of our hope we have in God and His promises to us in such verses as Isaiah 41, verse 10, that says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand."
Praise God. That's one of my favorite verses. We've been visiting with Teddy Feldman at City Team in Oakland, California, and Teddy has so much more to share on our next podcast, so be sure to tune in and invite others to listen as well.
Yes, and we'd love to have you subscribe to our podcast by going to iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or any of the other platforms. You can also listen to us on a smart speaker by simply saying, "Alexa, Siri, or Hey Google, play the podcast Connections with Rich and Bobby."
And then you may join us on social media on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Now, if you have a question or a comment, you can email us at connect2richandbobby@gmail.com. Again, that's connect2richandbobby@gmail.com. Or just write to us at Connections, P.O. Box 1610, that's 1610, Alameda, California, 94501. Once again, that's Connections, P.O. Box 1610, Alameda, California, 94501.
This is Connections, connecting with one another, as Romans 1 verse 12 says, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. So thank you for listening, and remember, tell others and spread the word.
And don't forget to tune in next time on Connections with Rich and Bobby.